The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Everybody of my generation certainly remembers this moment, 40 years ago today.
Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
But thanks to Mr. Nixon's insistence on privacy...
Only the CBS crew now is to be in this room during this. Only the crew.
There is one CBS employee who remembers it especially well. More after this from Charlie. When President Nixon announced his resignation 40 years ago, 60 million people watched on television. But as a young CBS news technician, George Christian, who still works for CBS today, saw it from just a few feet away.
There were only two people allowed from the crew in the room. And one of them was the cameraman, and the other was myself to make sure that things worked.
He began to worry that the president might order him out, too. So as he told CBS's Chip Reed, he hid behind the camera and got to see it all.
Do you remember how you felt? Were you nervous yourself?
I was nervous.
You were nervous?
I was more than nervous. I was scared to death, you know.
Did you sense any emotion coming from the president?
I could sense the embarrassment, I think.
The tears would flow the next day when the president bid farewell to his staff, and George Christian was in the room to witness that as well.
My mother was a saint.
He talked about his mother. And it was sad. I actually felt compassion for him at that moment.
You've covered a lot of big news events in 40 years.
Yes.
Where does this rank?
This ranks at the top.
The top?
The top.
You had a front row seat on history.
I had a front row seat. I wasn't sitting, though. I was standing, hiding behind the camera. Right.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.